Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she thought the sensitivity skipped her. Then she had a baby, and the unexplained started centering around her life. So did something awaken in her, or was it always waiting?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. What do you think about that? Is it something that was waiting? Is it something that can awaken in you if you're a person that is haunted, so to speak? Can having a kid bring that out if otherwise you weren't already haunted?
I've heard a lot of stories about pregnant women having situations happen, and it kind of goes back to hormones and all that kind of stuff. And it has a lot to do with like poltergeists as well. They always say poltergeists, which really focuses on teenage girls as their hormones, you know, go raging and all that kind of stuff. They create the hauntings in the locations where they're at. So pregnant women, same kind of thing. Hormones are all over the place, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes that will bring about activity.
Okay.
I've heard the same thing. That, you know, women, I think there's a lot of weird things that can happen when you're pregnant. But I have heard the same thing with women kind of having some weirdly paranormal
experience. Is that ghostly, though? Is that something where there's the dead involved? Or is that just powers that a female may have, you know, with what's going on within them, with the energy, the hormones, all that? Is that just a natural thing that we just don't quite understand and don't quite know how to hone in this way or that way, you know? Or is it connecting with something on the outside that is then doing something? I think that's kind of the, I don't know. That's where I question of what, like, I don't deny it. I'm just like, what is it though?
Yeah. And I think it could be like some kind of sensitive abilities that maybe you can see dead people. Maybe you can experience it where you couldn't before. You were shut down to it. Maybe.
Yeah. I think it could be like, I think it's definitely paranormal. Now, whether or not it's necessarily always ghostly driven, I don't know about that, but I think it does stir stuff up, and like Carol says, probably opens the door to other things happening.
Yeah, paranormal without a doubt, because it's not, we don't, can't explain it, you know, and that's basically what paranormal means. Paranormal, you know, I mean, I know you know this, but like paranormal to everybody out there doesn't always mean like the dead or mm-hmm. ghosts. It just means it's some sort of phenomenon that's taking place that we don't really have an explanation for right now.
Right.
I mean, there's been a lot of things in life that we didn't really have explanations for, and eventually we got explanations for. So, I mean, is this something where somewhere down the road we're going to have an explanation for? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I have definitely heard of it happening before, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. I have a teenage girl in my house and shit is flying, you know, all over the house. Like it's really
like Carrie.
Bizarre. It is. I mean, it is. Yeah. I mean, she stands up on like above like the staircase and then it's like bloods. It's fucking insane. I mean, and then like, she like there's flames. It's crazy what she does. And then she's just the sweetest girl.
I love that movie so much. Okay.
It's so good, isn't it?
Which version? Because there's like 50.
The original. It's got to be the original because there's nothing scarier than when she comes home to that little house and the candles are all lit throughout the house and the music. It's just like a church organ that plays.
Yeah.
Creeps me the hell out. I actually, you know, that stuff always interests me. I actually went online to find out where that house is, and the house has now been demolished. It was an actual house in California.
Oh, really?
And they got rid of it. And now it's just a parking lot. And so I think it's kind of funny because in the movie, the house kind of, closes in on itself. And it goes into the ground. And now it literally is just a parking lot where that house was.
Gosh, that's creepy. With a CVS on it now.
Right? Exactly.
We've had some stories like that where it's like, and now there's a CVS here. Where you have interesting. There's a place here, and I know I've mentioned this on the show before. There's an Aspen Dental. It's like the chain. Do you guys have Aspen Dentals?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's this corner, big cemetery, like huge cemetery, and an Aspen Dental. Like on the corner. It's like, there's no way in hell this cemetery didn't go to this corner at some point. And like, cause it's all very old graves. Like unless there was like, the only thing I can think of is maybe like the grave keeper house was there or something of that nature. Maybe, you know, that got torn down and then it's like an open lot, and what a great place to put a dental office.
Cause what you want is fillings that eventually will haunt you in life. That's what you really want to do.
Or is this like a whole, like, okay, we're going to be here. Think of all the fillings that you could take off of the dead in those graves and recycle, reuse.
Here's some new false teeth with real teeth, right? I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, if there's a new program at Aspen Dental where you can actually get false, real teeth, now you know why.
Crazy Lenny this week, false new teeth. You want a molar? We're going to give you two.
Oh, my God. That would be my dream dentist office. If I got, it's like, I could get two crowns for the price of one. What?
They're not really good, Carol, though, and they don't last. But, yes, you can.
Doesn't quite match the other tooth. And
that's okay. It's way at the back.
Exactly. But it's a good deal at the end of the day. So how can you really, you know,
what the hell? What does it matter if your actual health in your mouth is any good? As long as it's cheap.
It's
that's
a good
what we're
deal
going for here. Yeah.
If it's a good buy, it's a good deal. You can't put your nose up to that. And they're also giving you a free 2-leg and thigh chicken dinner.
That's right.
From Mom and Pa's Grocery Express.
And an oil change from Vic's tires and more.
Vic's brakes and more. Get it right. Yep. Tires ain't this week. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802.
Sorry. Let me get my cursor.
It's universe of shit in my mind.
Get those.
My name is Connie from Jersey. I've been listening a lot to the show. So I was thinking, and I realized that I have had a lot of occurrences once I had my daughter. A lot of things seem to be centered around her. I got a couple of story stories, and they all just kind of go back to her. So after I had my daughter, I was still living at home at the time, and our room was in the attic of my dad's house. I used to have some strange things happen to me, like sleep paralysis, crazy dreams that I would have up there. But most of this stuff really didn't start happening until after I had my daughter. So after I gave birth to her, I can remember one night in particular. I don't remember the time, but it was like late. I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe later than that. But I was sleeping and I was hearing this tapping noise. And it wasn't even that loud of a noise, but it was enough to wake me up out of my sleep. And it would be just a couple of taps. And then I just had a feeling, like I just knew it was something or someone. It freaked me out a lot. My daughter was sleeping, but it freaked me out. So I just said out loud, I just said, "Can you please stop?" And it stopped. So I was a little freaked out about that. So there was that. And then another time, my daughter was upstairs sleeping, and you know, you have the I can't think of what they're called, but the walkie-talkie thing, the monitor. There we go, the baby monitor. And I had to run out, so my dad and my stepmom were watching my daughter as she slept. So she was all the way upstairs. They were downstairs in the kitchen. And when I got back, they explained to me that as she was sleeping, through the monitors, they could hear women having a conversation. Like, they didn't specify what they were saying, but they heard, they explained it. It sounded like a couple of women having a conversation. And my dad wasn't freaked out about it because he thinks that his mom and his grandmother came to visit the baby and that they were talking about her and watching her sleep. So he wasn't too freaked out about it. I, however, was a little freaked out about that. So there was that instance. And then there was another time after my daughter was born, and my friends came to visit. They came to see baby. We were all downstairs in the kitchen, my friends and my daughter. And they were messing with my iPad. We were just kind of eating and chit-chatting and catching up. And they were playing. My girlfriends were messing with my iPad. And they were recording videos. We were re-watching them because they were just being silly. So we were watching one of the videos. As we were watching it, something flew across my friend's, like flew over my friend's head in the video. And the best way I can describe it, it looked like, it was like a bat almost. Like, and you can hear the noise in the video. It really freaked us out because none of us saw anything, you know, as we were sitting in the kitchen. But when we watched this video, you could see this black, like, I don't even know how to, I guess the really a bat is the best way to explain it, but it looked kind of like a black bat almost just flew across her head in the video, and that really freaked us out. My daughter, she's only 3 now, but you know, they say kids are more in tune with that type of thing, and I've definitely had other experiences with her being sensitive to paranormal things. Like, my boyfriend at the time, he was sitting on the bed, and my daughter walked into our room, and she's looking past her dad, and she's like, you know, it's Grandpa, and he kind of froze and was like, what? She's like, Grandpa. So she's pointing behind her and saying, you know, Grandpa, right there. Grandpa's behind you, like, he's right there. So, yeah. I have a few other stories. I'll probably call in and talk to you some more about them. Thanks for listening. Love what you guys do. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
It is kind of weird that all that, she didn't seem to have anything happen before she had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole video thing, that one really was weird because they're all there together. Nobody saw that happen in real time. And when they're looking at the video, it's like some black thing flies mm-hmm. right over her head. That the best she can describe it is a bat, which I'm here to tell you, if something like a bat flew over my head or my friend's head, I would know it.
Right.
Most. Yeah. There was multiple people that would have seen that
right?
Going on. Yeah.
That was really strange. Now,
it's interesting where that just shows up on camera itself and never, you know, if you're not seeing it in real life, but it's showing up, like, what is that? Like, how is that? I mean, and I guess the question I have on things like that, and Todd, maybe you can answer this because you've done a lot more investigating than I've ever done. Is there a difference between, do people have preferences in the investigating world of capturing things on digital versus film?
I mean, I think, you know, what you and I have talked about, just the quality of analogs / digital audio and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I will say this. I mean, I've heard a story, and I know I've shared it on this podcast before, but there was a time when they literally took an old cassette tape that was still in its wrapping and they did an EVP session with it. Now, normally when you do an EVP session, you're just asking questions in the middle of a room or whatever, and you're recording it on a digital, or back in the day, at the tape recorder or something like that. And they actually opened up the tape and played it, and there were freaking responses on it. So it was never even put into a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Lloyd Auerbach, who is a very well-known parapsychologist, got a title. Very well-known. He was on Letterman back in the day. To be kind of funny about it. But he's the one who actually was part of that whole test.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it necessarily matters if it's digital, analog, or whatever. I just think there's a way that they can manipulate that stuff in order to communicate in some, you know, way, shape, or form.
And I wonder if they know that they're communicating, or you know, how that's even happening, or if they're just as intrigued on their end going, oh shit, they got the responses on that cassette tape when I was standing there, you know, or, you know, cause the other thought is like, how do you know to like, okay, on this strand of tape, when it plays back, there's this, this will be a, cause it's a very linear thing.
Right.
It's like the logistics of it, I guess, is what I get.
That one kind of blew me away. I will say this, that in the digital realm of investigating, when we put audio into a program called Audition, which is something that the three of us use on a mm-hmm. daily basis, or have at least in our profession, if you pull that open, you can actually see different levels of frequencies on mm-hmm. certain screens, and you can actually see if something is outside the typical voice parameters of a human being. And if you hear something there and you actually see it, that tells you that it was not there during the actual mm-hmm. conversation. So looking at the digital side, there are some things you can look at in the analysis of the audio file that will actually show up to make it a little bit easier to see.
Sure. Rather than having to sit there and listen for like hours,
correct.
You can just scan through this and go, oh, this is a weird frequency that's coming up here that shouldn't be. What's there?
Yeah.
How often when you see that, is there like actually something, is there something there?
Well, the way I investigate, I will listen to everything. And if mm-hmm. I hear something, then I will open up that particular part of the program to actually look and see if there's something that shows up.
Okay. But
yeah.
That's creepy.
I don't know if I answered the question, but.
You did. You know, yeah, it makes sense.
Sound really smart.
Do you ever leave your audition open in your studio now and then like come in the morning and just see if there's anything?
No, no. Cause I really don't want to know that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I don't either. The other day I had been recording over here on a different screen on a different program. And then I came down here the next day and it was like, you have no memory left on your computer. And it had been recording for like the weekend.
Oh man.
And like, oh shit. So I deleted the 4 terabyte file or whatever that was.
Oh.
But it was also kind of.
Yeah, you could have listened to it to see if anything was there.
Sad. It would have been a lot of like animal sounds.
Yeah.
There would have been the dogs and the cats. And the funny thing is they weren't even down here all weekend.
That's right.
It would have been me just walking down making animal sounds like I do on a daily basis just for fun. I go from room to room and I meow and I howl and I and just quack. Go to the next room and quack and I sage it and then I move on. It's like Aflac. Let's go to another call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Got a story. My family has been full of sensitive people, as you guys like to call them. And I didn't really believe most of it. On my mom's side, a lot of people have their own little superstitions and just, you know, one of my aunts talks about prophetic dreams that whenever you dream about certain things, that will in turn mean something else. And then on my dad's side of the family, they talk about just feelings and sometimes seeing things out of the corner of their eye or just experiencing things in general. It's actually been kind of fun to listen to both sides of my family talk about all their different experiences, from my aunts talking to dead people to my other aunts mentioning that they had a dream about somebody, and then next thing you know, that somebody's either there or they've passed on. It's been very strange. But the really strange thing is that ever since I was a little kid, I would start getting really weird feelings and really weird dreams as well. So much so that now I'll sometimes call up whichever side of my family I'm having a feeling about, like, you know, whether I have a dream about something or whether I feel something, to ask their opinion, and they get very giddy and excited. But recently it's been actually getting a lot, I don't want to say worse because it's kind of exciting, but at the same time kind of scary. But recently I've been spending time with a lot of my coworkers who are now turning into friends, and one of them has this really old place up in San Francisco. So I like hanging out there with her and just seeing a lot of weird stuff in her place. She will talk about her little resident ghost that she has, and she's told me a little bit of a backstory on him, but when I'm there, I actually think I see him or so much feel him around, and that's the kind of creepy part. I had walked into her place once, and I turned to the living room, and I saw somebody sitting there, and I said, oh, I didn't realize that you had company. She's like, what are you talking about? And I turned back to the living room and nobody was there. It's gotten to the point where every time I go now, something strange will happen. Suddenly I'll be talking to her and then I'll hear somebody say my name in the room. It gets really, really strange sometimes because we'll be having a conversation and I'll just feel like somebody's standing there watching us. I mentioned this to one of my aunts on my dad's side, and she said, you know, maybe you should just try to communicate with this person and see what you get. So I, you know, thought, all right, this is kind of nuts, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. And I sat there with my friend and we were talking, and I pulled up a chair next to us, which probably was not the best idea in the world, and said, like, you know, all right, what's your name? And then out of nowhere, like clear as day, in my gut, I knew that it was Benny. And I just sat there and I looked at my friend. I'm like, his name is Benny. And she looked at me just going like, how do you know that? I'm like, I just know. And it was a very strange experience where any question that she would ask, whether it was about him or even about herself, just being at home, things that she does in private that Benny would have seen, I just knew. And this is a new friend. Like, we just started hanging out. We just started getting to know each other better. And it was really intense, just the whole experience. The problem is that now whenever I'm at work or whenever I'm at home or whenever I'm just not around her, I'll still get bits of information about Benny. So much so that I'll sometimes still think that he or feel that he's around. Kind of getting a little annoying, but at the same time, I know that he's not really up to anything mischievous. He's just hanging around because he wants to hang around. Although I have said, like, on numerous occasions, all right, I need my space. And then all of a sudden he will not be there anymore. So yeah, that's my story. I have a bunch more just different experiences with my, with Benny, with my friend's ghost, or just being at home, experiencing things on my own or with family. So yeah, thanks for listening. And, I hope to hear this on a show. And keep up the good work. You guys are amazing. You definitely brighten up my day with all of your great stuff. All right, take care.
Thank you for sharing the story about Benny. Thoughts on that?
Well, if you hear a Benji barking in the background, I apologize. Not Benny, but Benji. I think it's interesting that both sides of his family have abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And when this is happening to him, he's kind of lucky in a way that he has some resources and he can talk to them and, like, right. How do we deal with this?
Yeah. He's not isolated. He's not so alone. I think that's good.
Because a lot of people would be.
His terminology is kind of interesting because I've got a friend who has some psychic abilities, and she will say that she gets bits and pieces of information from people. Doesn't know how she knows it, but it just comes to her. Mm-hmm. And some of the phrasing that he used while he was talking about his experience with Benny and all that kind of stuff seems really familiar to me because of what my friend has told me. So it sounds like this young man probably has some sort of extended abilities. It's not just like being an empath and being able to feel some stuff. He's actually being communicated with by somebody or something. Mm-hmm.
And I think so often you hear about it being a generational thing, like it's passed down. And mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because it's usually on one side of the family, frequently moms. But this time it's on both sides of the family.
Yeah.
So he ain't going to escape it. I think it's just what he's going to have to kind of live with and figure out how to deal with it. Because I could see, like, an opportunistic ghost being like, hey, this guy knows I can get through to this guy. I'm going to hang around with him.
Mm-hmm. Those asshole opportunistic ghosts.
I know.
I really.
It's like, he seems like fun. I'm going to go with him.
Yeah. It's like, did I ask you? No.
That's when you call your aunts, go, what do you do with this shit?
Exactly.
How do you deal with an opportunistic ghost?
Good stories. Thank you for calling and sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. If you like access to the bonus episodes, the advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts and also Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online to find us there. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.